the glory that was Venice. Giovanni Gabrielli's Canzona on the 12th tone in Echo for 10. With Elmer Eisler and the Canadian Brass, starting off our Monday morning, our week of classical music. First day of classes for Haskell and KU. So welcome to town, or thanks for listening if you've been here since day one, which was in, September 1952. Anyway, good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. Let's hear some Handel. Here's the second Concerto Grosso from his sixth opus now on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. A nice Concerto Grosso, the second one from the Opus 6 collection of Handel, George Frideric Handel, this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. You're my classical friend. We've got lots of great tunes between now and noon. And, of course, Jeff Watson's in as usual to continue the KPR Classical Jukebox right up until 3 o'clock. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Mixmaster Music Showcase and live taping for KPR's new 105 Live music program with the Draper Family Band, Christina Graves and the Swallowtails at the Bottleneck, Friday, September 6th. Tickets at Mixmaster2024.com. Do you have an old car or truck that you just don't want to deal with anymore, and you've been insulted at the dealership with how little they'll give you for it? Well, we know what it's worth. The KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Basically, all you do is round up the title and call 877-308-2408 or do it online, kansaspublicradio.org. It's super easy. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle. Proceeds will benefit KPR, and you might get a tax deduction. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, and KansasPublicRadio.org. Some piano music by Frédéric Chopin, played by Mikhail Pletnev, the Andante, Spianato, and Grand Polonaise in E-flat. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Hope you're having a great Monday. I'm Cordelia Brown. I'm having a great one. I'm listening to great music with you on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Next, the Topeka Symphony. And then we'll hear some music for guitar and piano together. And this morning we have Aaron Copland twice, right after the news, 10 o'clock news in about half an hour, here on KPR. It's about 24 and a half minutes before 10 o'clock now. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Green Lady Lounge. The Green Lady features Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer, and live Kansas City jazz, 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Information at greenladylounge.com. Here is a recording made March 30th. Of this year, Giuseppe Verdi's Overture to the Force of Destiny, with Kyle Wiley Pickett directing the Topeka Symphony Orchestra. It's a KPR recording on KPR. One of our recording engineers, Chuck Smith, went out and recorded that in Topeka at White Concert Hall. We've just heard the Topeka Symphony, directed by Kyle Wiley Pickett. That was their performance from just last March when they played The Force of Destiny Overture by Giuseppe Verdi. And if you'd like to join an orchestra, well, there's now there's a new symphony at KU. It's called the Philharmonic Orchestra of KU, and this is an offer to you to join this ensemble from across the KU campus community. You don't have to be involved with KU, but it can be non-music majors, staff, faculty, and community members, and the KU Philharmonic says they offer a vibrant and inclusive atmosphere with rehearsals in Murphy Hall. And it's not just about improving your playing, but also about forging lifelong friendships and connections. So whether you're a seasoned musician or just beginning your musical journey, you'll find a welcoming home with the KU Philharmonic Orchestra. No auditions required. Rehearsals are every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7:50. And again, students, faculty, staff, alumni, community members, if you'd like more information about this, featuring their new conductor, Creston Heron, just call the KU Music Department at 785-864-3436 or just go to music.ku.edu. About 14 minutes before 10 now, let's hear guitar and piano together. Ferdinando Carulli wrote this duo number one on Rossini themes. Here it is on KPR. Duo Firenze, playing the duo number one for guitar and piano on Rossini themes by Ferdinando Carulli here on KPR. Kansas Public Radio. Some of the orchestral music from the opera by Wolf Ferrari, The Jewels of the Madonna, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Remember, you can always check our website to see our playlists, to see all the details about what we're playing, kansaspublicradio.org.
4 years since a police shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin sparked massive unrest, what happened there is still front of mind for some voters in that key swing state.
I think our law enforcement had all kinds of support from Trump, and they will again if Trump is elected.
I'm Elsa Chang. That story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us at 3 o'clock for that and more here on KPR for the next All Things Considered. All year long, KPR is hosting live performances and recording concerts in the field. Now you can see video for many of those performances at the KPR website. Just visit live.kansaspublicradio.org to see musicians from the Heartland Chamber Music Festival, the Lawrence Opera Theater, and Latitude 39 in concert. It's just one of the many perks of being a KPR listener. And thanks for being a member as well. This is KANU, KANU, HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV, HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting Leonardo, a wonderful show about a terrible monster. Friday evening, September 13th, puppets and songs bring Mo Willems' books to life. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
Your news, I'm Corva Coleman, the leader of Lebanon's Hezbollah.
Desk. Alejandra Borunda, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Indeed, designed to be an end-to-end hiring solution for businesses of all sizes to attract, interview, and hire candidates, all from one platform. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. The simple tune we know pretty well, Simple Gifts, the old Quaker tune, but it's that accompaniment that Aaron Copland wrote for it that gives it that timeless feel. We just heard, well, really what was Copland's vocal arrangement for Simple Gifts, done by cellist Zuel Bailey and Laura Downs, pianist. And we'll go from Copland to Copland next. Orchestral Copland with a medley of music that he wrote for movies with the City of London Sinfonia. Let's listen now to Aaron Copland for the movies The City, Our Town, and Of Mice and Men on KPR. Movie music by Aaron Copland. Here on KPR, we heard tunes that he wrote for The City, Our Town, and Of Mice and Men, with Ilgar Howarth and the City of London Sinfonia. Next, Stephen Foster song, and then The Tempest Prelude by Artur Onegar, and then Tchaikovsky's Tempest. Before we hear some Dvorak waltzes and a capricious symphony in the next hour. It's about 10:25 and a half. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from the University of Kansas. 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute and kansaspublicradio.org. The Last and the Darkest Symphony by Johannes Brahms is performed by the BBC Philharmonic Friday evening on KPR. It's balanced by the Outpouring of Joy, that's Beethoven's Violin Concerto, featuring soloist Tobias Feldman. It's on the next concert from the annual BBC Proms. You'll hear it Friday evening at 7 on all KPR 1 stations. Here's Thomas Hampson, baritone, on KPR. Sad but sweet music by Stephen Foster. Linger in blissful repose. David Alford at the piano accompanying Thomas Hampson here on KPR. It's about 10:30. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on Saturday, September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org. And from the Topeka Symphony, presenting Sing, 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 arias and ensembles from opera and Broadway with opera singer Michael Spires and family, 7:30 p.m. Saturday, September 7th. Tickets at topekasymphony.org. 50 years separate Artur Onegar's The Tempest with Tchaikovsky's The Tempest. We'll hear both in the next half hour. First from 1923. This is the overture to The Tempest by Swiss composer Artur Onegar. In this, you'll hear, both are based on Shakespeare. In this, you'll hear it's a ferocious piece, very vividly suggesting the raging seas, whistling winds, and the battered ship with which the play opens. The Prelude to The Tempest, musically written by Artur Onegar in 1923. That was ferocious music describing the ship at sea. Next on Kansas Public Radio, let's go back 50 years to Tchaikovsky. Here's his symphonic poem that he wrote based on Shakespeare as well. Let's hear Tchaikovsky's Tempest now on Kansas Public Radio. A symphonic poem inspired by Shakespeare, The Tempest by Tchaikovsky from 1873. Mikhail Pletnev and the Russian National Orchestra. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio. We'll have some happy music by Johann Strauss Jr. right after the 11 o'clock news. Dvorak waltzes and a Swedish symphony. Just keep it right here on KPR.
As dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition with Jay Schaefer right here on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra. Founded in 1972, this ensemble provides local musicians the opportunity to perform in a wide array of concert settings, directed by Dr. Rachel Dirks. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU, that's KANU, KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, K KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ, Chanute. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence, downtown Lawrence, or online at ravenbookstore.com. It's 1101. It's KPR.
Law 72 points are nearly 1%. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. Good morning. It's KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Johann Strauss Jr. That was the entrance march from the Gypsy Baron with Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. Next, we'll have some waltz music by Antonín Dvořák. He'd already thought about writing a cycle of piano waltzes in 1879, you know, probably intended for home music making. So he talked about it with his publisher, who suggested that instead of the simple title waltzes, it should be given a more marketable name, such as Moravian Home Music. Well, here's Dvorak's Opus 54, nowadays just known as his waltzes for piano. This is an essay recording with Ina Poroshina at the piano now for some waltzes of Dvorak on KPR. The pianist Ina Poroshina, playing the Opus 54 Waltzes for Piano by Antonín Dvořák, here on Kansas Public Radio. Next, a capricious symphony by a Swedish composer and violinist who also made a living as an orthopedic surgeon and later as a manager of a sawmill and a glass factory. Franz Liszt was crazy about him. Next, a symphony by Franz Berwald, here on KPR. Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend here on KPR, kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music today on KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence. The Yoga Center is now offering 3 weekly introductory yoga classes to help you establish consistent practice, Saturdays, Sundays, and Tuesdays. Learn more at yogacenteroflawrence.org. Well, here is the Capricious Symphony, the second symphony by Swedish composer Franz Berwald now on KPR. The Symphony Capricious No. 2 in D by Franz Berwald, the Swedish symphony played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra here on KPR. One of the old French dances by Marin Marais, played by a modern violist on KPR.
From the inner workings of
/producer/co-writer Phineas.
Listen weekdays for conversations and stories that go deeper than sound bites on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us in the morning here on KPR. It's 12 noon. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. I'm Cordelia Brown. Have a great rest of your day. Jeff Watson's in, as usual, with 3 more hours of classical music here on KPR. There is a heat advisory now until 8 o'clock tonight. And a heat advisory, well, it should be about 99 for a high. It's already 92 in Lawrence with a light southwesterly wind. Tonight's low 75, and tomorrow should also be sunny and hot with a high of 96. Looks like no mention of rain until Thursday when we have a 40% chance of showers. It's 12:01. This is KPR.